A horse race is gearing up at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California. And per tradition, a bugle gives out a call to post as riders mount their horses and proceed to the track. The crowds are filing in, betting tickets and racing programs in hand, hoping to catch some luck in the first race of the day. This is an average race day at the track, with several races of different caliber spread evenly throughout the afternoon. The horse racing industry is an industry like no other. Through executives, trainers, jockeys, and of course, the sweat of the American thoroughbred, horse racing has become a multi-billion dollar industry, yet it lives in a bubble. The average public is generally unaware of the wide range of talented professionals that must work together for a successful day at the racetrack, and the amount of effort on behalf of everyone in the business to keep one of the oldest sports in America alive.
I mean, you look around, you can't find a more beautiful place. Everything is shiny and clean and, you know, first class, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of expense to do that.
That's John Parada, the Vice President of Operations at Santa Anita. He describes his job and the amount of manpower required to keep a track like Santa Anita running.
But it's kind of like being a mayor of a small city because we have anywhere from 500 to 1,500 people working here, depending on what day of the week it is. If it's Santa Anita Derby Day, we'll have more than 1,500 people working here.
Being the vice president of operations, Parada oversees all aspects of the racetrack, which include groundskeeping, park maintenance, food and beverage.
And then, of course, there's the racing department, which is run by the racing secretary. And he is the one that's in charge of setting up the card or the program for that you see every day, races for different types of horses and stakes races and so forth.
Rick Hammerly is a racing secretary at Santa Anita, and he has quite a lot of responsibility under his belt. However, it boils down to the biggest line item in his job description.
Like most jobs that have many things to do, it always comes down to one thing that people think you do most, and that is fill the races.
On top of overseeing the barn, the track, and all things racehorse related, Hammerly must find horses to fill 8 to 10 races every day, all the while keeping horse racing fans on their toes.
So when you have a horse that's, you know, stands well above the crowd in races, you know, it's not as interesting. Remember, we have to make it interesting, but we have to make it bettable because we make our money on when people bet on our races. And if they're not competitive, then it doesn't do anybody any good. We don't make any money and, the cycle doesn't continue. So they have to be competitive.
But what happens once the races are filled? The horses need riders. And in order for a jockey to find a horse to ride, that jockey needs an agent. Insert Brian Beach, who finds mounts for his client, Victor Espinoza, daily.
I always kind of describe it like the manager for a rock band. You know, you're trying to schedule gigs a couple weeks out in advance. So I handle all of the agreements with the owners and trainers for the horses that he rides. And we usually work, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in advance of the races.
According to Beach, his job requires a lot of connections to people in the business. And he always has his eye on the next horse he wants Espinoza to ride.
I do a lot of work with charts, you know, of the races and look back on past performances and things like that. And, you know, zero in on the horses that I'd like to ask to ride and then go ask and, you know.
Beach can find many challenges when it comes to finding mounts, but his client Victor Espinoza faces his own challenges as well.
There's our job as a jockey is not easy because it's dangerous, and it's plus it's the whole year round. We don't have a break, and also the weight. The weight is really a challenge.
However, despite his job being risky, Espinoza doesn't think about it as a gamble.
It is fun. It's my job. That I even know this sport is just face and gambling. I think if anyone that come here for the first time, they don't have to have that mentality that gambler is. Like, just come watch the horses.
Victor Espinoza is the first jockey to win the Triple Crown since 1978. He's had his share of victories in major races, such as the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and Belmont Stakes. But even with all that talent, Espinoza would be nowhere without the talented horses he rides. John Sadler is one of several trainers stationed at Santa Anita Park, but with many achievements under his belt. Sadler, his last name an entire coincidence, works with horses to make them the best racers they can be.
When they get here, they're trained. They know how to turn and to guide and how to gallop. So what we do is we put them through a series of workouts designed to get them ready for the races.
Sadler describes what typically has to happen to condition a horse to be on top of their game.
So maybe a typical horse will work a short distance, and then the following week he'll work a little further distance till they're up to the distance where they're going to run their first race. Usually with the young horses, we work them like 3/4 of a mile, and their first race is going to be 3/4 of a mile. And if they do it well, then we think they're about ready to start.
Despite the technicalities of training a racehorse, Sadler has a passion for watching his horses transform.
I loved seeing a young horse come in and seeing him develop, see what their potential can be. Because you never know. Some of them will come in and you may not look that fancy, and they turn out to be a terrific racehorse.
According to a Newsweek article from May of 2016, though the horse racing industry still manages to circulate billions of dollars, the popularity of the sport is fading. Leaders of the industry have been having to get creative over how to bring horse racing into the mainstream again. However, obstacles like state regulations and gambling competition have made it challenging. John Parada breaks this down.
So if the handle is high, if we handle a lot of money, the purses stay high. If we don't handle very much money or people don't come, it's the racing suffers because the purses go down. And the state also takes, obviously, they always take their share.
Parada argues daily racing is struggling, despite the larger races bringing in the crowds.
Daily racing, and of course you can't just race 2 days a year like Kentucky makes all their money on Oaks and Derby Day. They, 150,000 people. We have to grind it out because this facility here at Santa Anita is over 1 million square feet. That's the footprint. It's a huge building. It takes a lot of people, like I said.
Rick Hammerly laments the issue of less people showing up to the races.
That's the that's part of the problem that we deal with every day, whether you want to call it a problem or not. And that's why we have, this is a big company, big business. It's not just here. We have a marketing department, a food department. So our job here, obviously, is to make it appealing. I mean, we live in L.A. There's, 10, 15 million people around here. Problem is, there's a million things to do.
However, Hammerly sees hope for the future, and it's all a matter of exposing people to what makes the sport great.
It's actually, a fun place to go, and it's actually one of the very few sporting events or any type of events where once you walk through the gate, everybody's equal. And what I mean by that is, you've got company heads of businesses standing next to guys that, mow lawns and work at grocery stores, and they're talking about horses together. So it's a very social type atmosphere. And the only guy that's right is the guy that's holding the winning ticket. Doesn't matter who you come, where you come from. So it's a unique place to come. And, we rely on a lot of our customers here to bring new people in and kind of introduce them.
The horse racing industry has its challenges, but overall, the business is booming with people inside the industry who all have a passion for keeping American thoroughbred racing alive. It lives within its own world, but those who have a love for the sport have hopes that it can be loved by the general public as well. For KPCRadio.com, I'm Brandi Lichty.